David's got some other, at least one other brother and sister that I know of, and he had one brother that drowned numerous years ago.
I was 3 years old. I had a 4-year-old brother, and he drowned in 1963, right after President Kennedy was assassinated, I believe, sometime right after that, during the summer. We was living in Beaumont on Harrison Street, and my dad was working on his truck out in the yard, and Mom was in the house doing her housework or fixing dinner or something. Me and my brother, we had one of these little blow-up pools, and we were playing in that. My dad was supposed to be watching us or keeping eyes on us or something. My brother wandered off down the street, and these people had a swimming pool in their backyard, and they were elderly people. And they never used the pool. I guess had a bunch of leaves and stuff in it, you know. And he evidently fell in there and drowned. I used to sit up in my room at night and talk to him, and he wasn't even there. So I guess that might have been some kind of a traumatic experience for me, you know, at that age. I guess my dad, I don't know, maybe we couldn't get rid of the responsibility or the guilt or something. I don't know what it was, you know, but you know, I was there, and I guess maybe I reminded him of that, you know, all the time, you know, growing up. And it was hard for me to get any acceptance from him. When my younger brother was born, it was kind of like he was daddy's favorite, you know, or something, I don't know. Everybody's life's going to take some kind of path regardless of what happens, you know. I think maybe a lot of the things I did when I was younger was an attempt to get back at him or something, you know, for the way he treated me. But I wasn't doing nothing but hurting myself.